How did you come to be an archivist in the first place?
I love a good archivist origin story.
Yeah.
In fact, when I interview candidates for positions, I usually ask them as their icebreaker question, what is your archivist origin story?
Oh, that's cool.
Because everybody comes into it a little differently.
Yeah.
So my archivist origin story is that I was a young history major at Texas Tech University. And I was a sophomore, and I was working as the office assistant in the honors program office, and the honors program was run by a history professor. And let's face it, I needed beer money or food money or whatever it is you need as a poor undergraduate. And Dr. Harper suggested that I go to the library special collections and see if they needed any help, because they always needed student assistants to organize papers. And the special collections was called the Southwest Collection. It collects materials on the history of the American Southwest, ranch records, personal papers, business records, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I went over there and interviewed with the archival assistant who managed the student labor. And she's still my best friend to this day and mentor to this day. And she gave me a shot. And I remember being ushered down to my basement office, which I'm sure violated all sorts of fire codes because it had, you know, Page Miracle boxes on wood shelving all around me.
Oh,
and
wow.
I sat at a partner desk with another student across from me. And there was a light bulb swinging from a wire above us. And my mentor, Lisa Lambert, set this box in front of me and said, this is a box that was found in an old house in the original township of Lubbock, Texas. And the new owners of the house found this box. We don't know what's in it. See if you can figure it out. And so I started going through this box and pulling out letters and photos and Valentine's cards and Christmas cards and newspaper clippings, and just kind of started sorting them, and then started to put together the story of this woman's life. And I had this aha moment where I'm helping give this woman voice when she had none before. And so that was my aha moment when I realized that I would rather do this than be an academic historian, which was the track that I was on. Mm-hmm. So I stayed working for the Southwest Collection, and as I got to the next level of education, it seemed like the next position became available. So as I was working on my master's in history with a minor in archival administration, the graduate assistantship came open. And then when I finished my master's, Lisa moved on to another position, so her position came open. And then ultimately I ended up being the manuscripts archivist and the field representative for the Southwest Collection.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.